Paris Stone is here. Welcome to Manifest. I've been teasing you for 2 years, actually about 2.5 years, about a secret project. This is the special. This is the program that's going to release nationally and internationally. The program will deal with something very unique, very different. It's something that's been on my bucket list actually for a long time, but it's in the briefcase and you're going to see it before the program ends. I felt like I needed to give you sort of an introduction, a little bit about this, because I'm in a little bit more detail. Just bump my ring there. If you hear me do that, that's what I'm doing. So let me just mention that some time ago, as you know, the entire world went through a COVID lockdown. I began to read articles of how depressed people were being locked up in their homes. Young people could not even go to school. Many young people were depressed. Some actually committed suicide. It was a terrible, terrible time. And also, because of jobs, job losses, and the loss of many good men and women that this virus took down and took them into eternity, there was just a lot taking place. And I began to sense that in the hearts of so many people. We receive a lot of emails, and they would say, your partner that's been with you for 20 years passed away. Another partner, 40 years, had passed away. And it was a tough time. At the same time, I had a complete physical collapse. A lot of you know about that. And there were other things taking place. And I was actually on my own, and with the help of my wife and our board, I was able to spend some time at a special clinic that helped me to get a life readjustment. I call it a life reset and a ministry reset. And during that time, one of the things that I was told was that I had spent so much time in studying. You know, the Bible that we did, the study Bible, took me 7 years, 150 messages a year, besides the working on the Bible commentary for the Old and New Testament, 40 messages in Israel the last year we went to Israel, and I had just burnt myself out. Now, my dad always used to see me studying so long, and he said, "Now, Perry, you know that Solomon wrote that much study does weary the flesh." And my focus for my entire life of 44 years was on messages, hearing from God, messages, preaching and teaching, going 7 services sometimes every weekend. Well, when I experienced this particular time in my life, I was told by some very good counselors, "Perry, you don't have a hobby. You don't have anything to separate you from the cares and the details of the ministry. And you're going to physically harm your body. You're going to physically not be able to function if you don't find something to do that takes your mind away from the pressures of ministry." I don't know if you understand this or not. It's not just about praying and studying, but when you're an international minister, you come under demonic attacks, attacks that come directly from Satan himself. And so I did not know what to do. So while I was at this particular location, I thought to myself, "Oh, if I could only go away up in the mountains. I love the mountains. If I could just drive through the mountains, if I could just drive through all these places that I have preached for the past 44 years and just talk to some of my pastor friends and old friends." And that's where I had an idea. So I took my laptop out and I began to write a story. Now, it's not a true story, although it has true stories in this. And as I began to write, I began to say, "Wow, this is really interesting." And then I began to realize that I was writing almost a novel, but yet I was writing a storyline based on what I'm going to tell you. Now don't go anywhere, because you're going to be shocked when you see what's in this particular briefcase here. So stay with me. And so as I began to realize this, I came, and after a couple of months, I said, "Pam, can I talk to you? There's something I want to do. It's on a bucket list of mine, and I feel like it's the first Christian, and I'm going to say the word in a moment, that has ever happened. No, nothing Christian, to my knowledge now, has ever been geared this way towards something like this." And she said, "Perry, that is a great idea." And she says, "I have read some of what you've written, and you are writing in a very different way." And I said, "I know, it's very strange, because it's like I have an inspiration to work on this." And so I went to her and I said, "Honey, you know, we've got children and grandchildren, and we have an inheritance that we leave them of 45 years, 50 years of ministry, whatever. Would you be willing, I'm going to do it if you'll do it, to give up a portion of our inheritance for this project?" And she didn't even bat an eye. She said, "You know what, I will, because I think it will be fun. I think people will enjoy it, and somebody could really get blessed." Then I called into several businessmen that I know, and they too assisted. And then we also contacted three of our shop friends in Israel that own shops, what we call tourist shops. Two of them are from Bethlehem. One of them is from Jerusalem. And I said, I'm going to do this. Would you participate and would you give us gifts that can be a part of this? And do you know, every one of them were so excited. They laughed at it. They said, only Betty Stone could do this. This is a great idea. They loved the idea. So it took me about, now this is honestly the truth, it took me 2.5 years to work on and perfect this particular project that we are about to release today. And my wife said to me 2 years ago, you won't be able to keep your mouth shut. You'll be telling everybody about it. I said, I promise you I won't. And she is shocked because she said, how have you not told the staff? How have you not told your best friends? And I said, simply because it has to be released at the right time. So I have been able to keep this secret for 2.5 years. And for a guy that's Italian, that likes to talk with his hands and that loves to just share things, that has been quite a battle. So now we have waited to the right time. Now, the right time involves several things. Number one, there was a paper shortage and we had to delay this to this particular time. Number two, this project had to be perfected. It was proofed over and over, probably 20 times for details. And number three, we felt like it would be better to release it in the winter months so that people could stay. Most people will be at home, you know, if it's cold out, snowing out, that kind of thing. And they have more time to spend with their kids, with their grandchildren, small groups, moms and dads. And before I say this and show you what it is, let me say this, that this is open to all the people. Now, it's a little difficult to deal with this outside of the United States, and I understand that, but the what we're going to show you is especially for those of you in North America. Now, while this project centers in and hones in on certain locations, it is important for you to understand that you can work what I'm going to show you from your house. You can solve 80% of what I'm going to show you, or maybe more, from your home, from your apartment, and from your trailer. Are you ready? Now, I've got those goosebumps getting ready to do this, because you got to know, this is something I've worked on all this time. So the briefcase is now open, and there are some things in the briefcase I'm going to show you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to introduce to you today America's very first Christian treasure hunt. And here's the book, and when you get the book or you order the book, this will not be on it. This is the prototype. This is the last copy that I have of the prototype of what goes to the printer. So don't just ignore this. And here's what it says on the front. It says, unlock the clues, find the key hidden in the mountains, and receive a treasure valued at over $500,000. And on the back right here, let me just show you this. You have all kinds of coins. I'm going to show you this one in person. You have all kinds of jewelry, Tanzanite jewelry, sapphire earrings, Tanzanite ring, gold Byzantine coin, gold American coins, and a coin from the 1800s, necklaces, jewelry. Now, a lot of this, again, came from our dear friends that are in the shops in Jerusalem. When you get the book, and I'm not going to take the time to show you all this, but the book will show you pictures of what you will receive. I mean, I'm looking at things right here, and there is in this treasure hunt, the winner will receive something that to me is one of the greatest things here. And I didn't bring this with me, but this is the temple shekel coin that is the only coin minted in history that has a picture of the Jewish temple on it. And the value of that coin is $18,000. And once again, we have combined American coins, gold, silver, platinum coins. We have Byzantine coins in the hunt. We have silver dollars, Morgan dollars. I'm telling you, we have jewelry and all sorts of things. And so here's what this is. This is a story that I wrote, and it is not a story of fact, although there are factual stories in it, but it's where I sent my daughter into four states of the Appalachian mountain chain to find a key which has been hidden. What has actually happened is I have hidden a key, and this key is a special key. You will never see a picture of it because someone may try to copy it. It has certain information on it. It is a certain design, and it's concealed somewhere in one of four states of an Appalachian mountain chain. Those four states are the edge of eastern part of Tennessee, also parts of Kentucky, parts of southwest western Virginia, all the way up to the mountains near Stamford, Virginia, state of West Virginia. These are four states. Now, let me just say this. Some of you immediately will assume, oh, I know where it is based on maybe my history or what you know about me. Don't assume that, because I thought, what will people think if I release this? Let me do the opposite. That's a little clue for you. So what we want to do is we want to make available to you, but let me show you something that's in here. I'm going to hold this up. Now, I know the sun is shining, and my Charlie, who's doing the tape, may have to do this later, but this is this is just one. There's over 500 items that are involved with this hunt that the winner that can solve the clues from the book and then tell me how they solved the clues and retrieve the key. You bring it to Cleveland, Tennessee, the Voice of Evangelism office, but you have to tell me how you solved it. You have to show me the clues from the book, etc. This is just one. Now, there's over 500 individual items. This is a gold coin from 1894. Here's another gold coin from 1904. Gold coin. Here's four platinum coins. This is the MS-69 2007 Eagle. There's a gold coin. The winner, if you can solve the clues in this book and prove how you did it, the winner is going to get this, all right? Let me show you a couple other things. Now, I know this is different, and I'm gonna explain to you why we did this in a moment. This is a gold coin of a Roman emperor in black diamonds that was sewed to our ministry for the purpose of this hunt. You're going to love it. I'm telling you, some of this stuff is absolutely incredible. Here's another thing that I brought out, and this is a tire shekel. This is believed to be the same type of coin that Judas used to betray Jesus with the 30 pieces of silver. It is in a 14 karat gold bezel, and the price on this with the bezel is $4,500. Now, the reason we're saying this, let me give you, because what I wanted to cover in this opening about this book, and we're going to show you, you're going to hear my wife's voice in a few minutes explain this, tell you how to get it. And the clues are in the book. I will never tell you in the book exactly where it's concealed, but I will give you clues, and you're going to have to solve the clues. We've got all kinds of pictures here that are in here, and I'm not going to go through that. You'll just have to get that. When look at this. This doesn't make sense to a lot of people. You see that right there? That's a compass with four colors. You got to study that to figure it out. But if you can get this book, and if you can solve the puzzle, you will get, if you can prove how you solved it, show me from the book, and retrieve the key, treasure that's worth $500,000. That's $500,000. Now, I want to cover this so that people won't be sending me emails about it. The first thing that people will say to me is, well, why didn't you just do that, just sell that and give it to the poor? Well, it kind of reminds me of Judas there when the woman was pouring the ointment on Jesus' feet, and Judas says, we should have taken this and give it to the poor. And Jesus said, you know, Judas, the poor you have with you always, but you don't have me always. There's always going to be a critic. There's always going to be a negative person. But the reason is, for example, if you take a lot of what we have and you were to take it to a shop owner, let's say in the United States, what they will do is they may give you 30% of the actual value, 40%, because they want to resell it for a profit. And so that's why we didn't do this. The second thing I want to tell you is that our ministry, for years, we're talking about 25 years or so at least, maybe 30 now, has a fund that we support feeding the poor. We don't just throw money away. We have to get credible people. We have credible ministries. We have ministries that we know that we support every month of helping the poor, feeding the poor, helping prisoners. So we are already doing through the ministry what the Lord has told us to do. So a lot of what is in this particular America's First Christian Treasure Hunt, a lot of what's in it came from my collection of 50 years, came from three shopkeepers in Israel, came from business people. I mean, you cannot believe. There are some things in here that people, when they go to Israel and they see these coins, I have coins that you can't even imagine. I've got 50 widow's mites, 50 Masada coins. I have 50 Alexander the Great, the very small coins that was minted with a picture of Alexander. This is all part of this. Now, why did we do it? Let me go back to the original thought. We did this. We put this book together and are making it available because this is what I believe. I believe that too many Christians, they're depressed. They get depressed about what's happening in the future. They spend all their time watching the news, and their spirit and heart gets so pressed down, they're not enjoying themselves. If there's anything I learned through everything that I have been through, some of it was self-invited, some of it was uninvited, and some of it was pure satanic inspired by carnal people. But everything I've been through, I want to tell you this up front, that I was not enjoying average life. I had a mental thinking that if I was not studying every day, praying every day, preaching every day, that I was missing God every day. I used to say that to my staff. Every day I've got to be doing something for the kingdom. Every day I've got to either be writing, I've got to be writing a message, I've got to be writing a book every day. And it literally physically now, not spiritually, physically almost killed me. And so here's what I want you to understand about this. This is something that we are going to do because we believe, first of all, the family is divided. The kids are going one way, mom and dad's going another way, grandma and granddad are going another way. This is something the entire family can sit down at a big table one evening, spend several hours, a couple hours the next day, and see what you come up with. And this is also excellent for small groups. If you have a small group, you may want to do this with a small group, or if you have a youth group. Now, the only limitation that we have at this particular time, we originally in our advertisement said only two books for family. But because of the popularity of this, and because we were only able to get so much paper for printing, we're going to make it one book for family. Second thing, it will not be available, at least at this point, it's not available in any store. Thirdly, it is not available through Amazon. You have to purchase it through our ministry. Now, the reason we're doing that is because we want you to know that over and above the cost of the book and the cost of shipping, everything that comes in through this, first of all, none of it comes to me personally, but it all will go to Voice of Evangelism 7-Point Outreach Plan. And I'm going to tell you something. When I would be under stress or I would be under a real heaviness, I would turn my laptop on and I would let my mind carry me somewhere. And it's really interesting because, as I said, when you go, reading the book's just fun, to be honest with you. And you're going to actually read some stories of things that actually happened throughout my life over the years. But the amazing thing is, I don't know how many of you know this if you've heard me preach, but one of the things I've always loved is mysteries and trying to figure out a mystery. And I have been involved personally now, not ministry, with two of the largest treasure hunts in America. But I thought, you know what? Why don't we do something that's geared to Christians? There are things in here that are Bible references. There are things in here that are scripture references. And so a Christian person would appreciate it much more than a secular person, although Christians and non-Christians alike can, you know, participate in this. Now, so here's what I want to tell you again. This was done, and I know you're going to hear some noise in there. That's my button hitting this, which I'm not used to. But I just want to tell you that this was something that I was inspired with. It was something that relieved my mind of stress and tension. And now I think it's time to release it. So here's the thing. I'm praying. I do believe that once you get the book, of course, people will be ordering it at different times. But if you can solve this, and I do believe within 6 months to a year, it can be solved. The contest will go on for 2 years from this date that this book is released. You'll have 2 years, so you got plenty of time. It's not really a quick limitation on it. And we will see. But I do believe that there are people out there that within 6 months to a year will solve this. And you will have something that you can give your children, your children's children. Someone said, well, Jesus is coming. Well, if he does, just leave it here and come back and get it in the millennium. You know, I mean, I have people, and I realize that's going to have all kinds of reasons why this, that, and the other. Can I tell you, this is something that I felt the Lord inspired me to do. There's somebody out there that needed a blessing, and this is one way they're going to get their blessing. And it's going to be something. Christians need fun. Dear goodness, there are some people that are so tied up with what's happening, what's going to happen, what could happen. They're sitting in the dark, depressed. They're hunkered down. That is not how God wanted you to live. God has spoken to me that he wants you to have life and have it more abundantly and enjoy your life and have some fun. So this is a way that you can have fun. Now, the final final thing I would say is read the rules first. Do not go right into the book. Read the rules first. And the second thing is, no person who has worked in my ministry for 22 years or longer, actually some have been there longer, but for the past 22 years, no one who's worked at ISO, OCI, or VOE is permitted at all, them or their family or friends of them, to participate in this whatsoever. We're sending out legal papers about that from our attorney, and we want to make it fair to people who are just on the outskirts of all that. So I want you to know that no one from my ministry, first of all, knows where this is, where this has been placed. And secondly, no one under the ministry is able to participate. Even if you used to work for us 20 years back, you cannot participate. All right. So I'm making that public and putting that on public record. Now, my wife is going to be giving you the details, and I want you to order these while you can. I believe we're going to run out real soon, and we'll have to do a second printing. So the early bird gets the word. Ever heard me say that? But the early bird might just get the treasure. It's going to be fun. You're going to enjoy reading the book. And I just want to see who is out there that maybe you're marked for this. It's going to be a lot of great fun. I've enjoyed writing it. This is the 2.5-year project now being released. I want to tell you how to get your copy, and you can start right now.
You, your family, and friends can now participate in America's very first Christian-based treasure hunt, with prizes awarded to the winner with an estimated value of $500,000. The Treasure Book is a fictional story of Perry Stone's daughter traveling the Appalachian mountain chain, using her father's clues to search for a hidden key that releases the door to her inheritance. In the book, a special key has been hidden that, when found, will award valuable gifts to the finder. Follow the rules, compile the correct clues to discover the hiding place, and then retrieve the key. Present the key to Perry Stone, revealing how you solved the mystery from the book's clues to be awarded the fabulous gifts. The prize items were donated by businesses and individuals specifically for this search. The items include fabulous diamond, tanzanite, ruby, sapphire, and emerald rings, valuable earrings, bracelets, necklaces, and gemstones, elaborate gifts from Israel, including trays of bronze coins, silver Roman emperor coins, ancient silver Greek coins, and valuable Jewish coins of antiquity. The prize also includes gold, silver, and platinum American coins, with numerous Morgan silver dollars, along with 1-ounce silver bars and silver rounds. Included are American Eagle, graded and slabbed silver dollars, and signed sports and celebrity cards. There is a major stamp collection, along with authentic ancient Holy Land relics. Two of the highest valued prizes are a famous and rare 1,950-year-old temple shekel and a beautiful gold Roman emperor coin. Anyone of any age can participate. You will need the book, The Treasure, to solve the mystery of the hidden key. The search is designed for individuals, families, youth groups, and small groups. Work together to solve the puzzle. Many of the clues can be solved from your home or office. However, a trip must be taken to discover the final clues and the exact spot. No one who has in the past or present worked for Perry Stone or any of his ministries are allowed to participate. Eligible individuals can participate by purchasing the 152-page, full-color, 28-chapter book, The Treasure, to research clues to the key's hiding place. The book is $35, and there is a limit to per family. It is only available through Voice of Evangelism and not in any bookstore. Income from the book goes toward the Voice of Evangelism's 7-point outreaches. Order this exciting and unique book by calling 1-888-21-BREAD or go to perrystone.org. You can also request the book by mailing in your donation of $35 or more to Perry Stone, P.O. Box 3595, Cleveland, Tennessee 37320, and request offer TR1. Order now and be one of the first to receive your copy and begin a fun journey with family and friends to research the clues and solve the mystery.
Make plans to attend the 2023 International Prophetic Summit, April 27th through 30th at Omega Center International in Cleveland, Tennessee. Come hear the latest prophecy updates from Jonathan Kahn, Lance Wallnau, Jimmy Evans, Mark Biltz, Bill Cloud, and Perry Stone. There is no fee to attend, but you must register online at perrystone.org, where you will also find information on hotels in the area. Seating is limited, so sign up today. Don't miss fresh insights and exciting new prophetic revelation at the 2023 International Prophetic Summit. Register now.
All right, I've been telling you about it for a long time, and here it is. This is the book. We never said we were doing a book till right now. And look at this beautiful book. Look at the beautiful cover. Now, this is the book. You cannot solve this hunt without the book. And of course, you know, you'll do some research as well in order to solve clues. But all the clues you need are in this book. You have to be able to discern them and know which ones are, which ones are not, put it together. And then in the book are the pictures of a lot of the stuff that's going to be in the hunt. I think there's over 500 individual items. I'm going to show you each week. I'm going to show you one thing up close that to me is phenomenal. This is my favorite coin in all Holy Land coins of Greek and Roman for, you know, hundreds of years of the Greek Empire, Roman Empire. This is the very famous Temple Shekel, the Bar Kokhba Revolt coin. And this is one of the greatest coins that you can collect as a collector. This is one of the 500 prizes or more prizes that we have for the person who can solve the hunt, present the key, the container, and how they solve the puzzle. So that's just one thing. So we just want to also mention that there's only so many books that have been printed, okay? And you need to get yours while you can get it. And the other thing is, if you've ever worked for any Perry Stone Ministry, ISO, OCIVOE, in the present or the past, or you've just been hired, or you no longer work for us, you are not permitted legally. All these papers have been filed by lawyers. You're not permitted legally to participate, either you or your family, in the hunt. And that gives everybody else that doesn't, you know, that's not familiar with our ministry or work for our ministry, the opportunity to be a part. We want to also mention to you some great things that's going to happen prophetically. You know, our summit's coming up in April, but we also have the 2023 God's prophetic words. Now, Bill Cloud and I got together and said, you know, there's things that we just can't necessarily share on at a public conference without getting kickback from so many people, especially if it's aired. It's just horrible trying to air some of the things, certain keywords, biblical words that you use. They just say, oh, you know, this is woke culture. You know, we're going to cut them off. So we did an on-demand. It's $20. You can sit at your laptop, your computer. You can hook your computer up to your television, whatever. Bill's doing two messages. I'm doing two. These are not the messages at the conference. This is totally different. Totally different from April. And this will be March 16th and 17th. So go to perrystone.org for that. On March 26th, I'm preaching at ISO at 3 o'clock for one of our great big rallies that we have there occasionally. We're starting that up again this year. And that's here in Cleveland, Tennessee, International School of the Word at the ISO building. And then on April the 7th, I'll be at Boaz, Alabama at Free Life Worship Center. Now just go to perrystone.org and get the information. Don't forget to follow us at Perrystone. YouTube channel, Perry Stone Ministries. You have to put that in there. Facebook page. Tuesday night service every Tuesday night here in Cleveland, Tennessee. Prayer on Thursday night. And we're going to continue to reach the nations that we have been doing by the grace of God. Okay, don't forget to get the book. See you next week.